Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Talking Broncos now with our guy with DNVR, Bronco Zach Stevens. Zach, my friend, what can you tell us about Peyton Manning and Drew Locke working together this offseason?
Well, how about that, Drew picking the brain of Peyton Manning? No better brain to pick, am I right, Brady?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, this isn't a surprise. The two talked last offseason, had a couple of conversations. One of them was for over an hour, just talking really about how to approach offseason, especially with just the weird offseason that last year was. But this offseason, the two are actually working together, watching some film, trying to understand the mental side of the game. And there really is no better person to do that than to pick Peyton Manning's brain. So what you love about this is it shows full initiative from Drew Locke. This was Drew reaching out to Peyton to make this happen. And the thing, though, is, Brady, Drew's work ethic has never really been questioned. Heck, you go back to last year, and when Drew was suspended or had to miss a game due to COVID, that was because he was in on his off day working. That wasn't because, you know, he was doing something that he shouldn't have been doing. Now, they should have been wearing masks, but that's in the past. But it was because he was getting extra work in. So Drew's issue has never been putting the work in. What his biggest issue has been is being able to read through his progressions, read defenses at the line of scrimmage, and in the 3 seconds after you snap the ball, reading the defenses and deciding the best place to go with the ball. And there's no better person to turn to than Peyton Manning. Now, how much can this help? Well, how much does the game slow down for Drew this coming year, and can he learn some things from Peyton? That will decide if Drew takes the next step and if he's the guy for the long term, or if he's not the guy. And unfortunately, George Peyton won't be able to see the answer to that before the draft this month.
Zach, we got to see there's got to be like a Rocky montage here or something between Peyton and Drew. Like, yeah, Drew's running around chasing chickens or something, getting ready to go, taking notes and doing all this crazy stuff. We got to see that, man. I don't know why, but as you're talking, I'm just kind of getting this really optimistic feeling around Drew Locke all of a sudden. I don't know. Call me crazy.
No, I'm right there with you. I mean, just talking about this, it's because Drew's doing the right things. And you want to pull for Drew, you know? It would be a great story to see a second-round pick, you know, John Elway's last big swing on a quarterback actually work out on his way out. And he's putting the time in, and that's something that you have to have as a quarterback. You have to have the work ethic. And Drew, especially this offseason, has proven that he has the work ethic. But, like I said, the tough thing with this and the tough thing for George Peyton is how much does George trust that Drew's going to be able to turn it around, because he sees that he's putting the time in, but he's not going to be able to see on the field whether this translates to actually being able to read defenses if the game slows down for him. Because Brady, if you go into this year and you get bottom five quarterback play again, well, it's a big disappointment because of everything you've set up on defense and what you have on offense outside of the quarterback position. So it would be a big disappointment. And you're in a spot right now sitting at number 9, Brady, where you probably won't be sitting this high up in the draft next year because just how good this defense is. If they stay healthy, you're probably talking the closest they're going to be is, you know, 14, 15 in the draft. If they get, you know, a little better quarterback play, they'll be close to 20. And then you can't move up to get a top guy like the Broncos could this year.
Man, there's just so many interesting scenarios here. Zach, I was watching Good Morning Football this morning, and several mock drafts they've been putting together. I'll have the Broncos essentially going with a quarterback for the most part. Then I read Aqib Talib's comments this morning about, hey, get a linebacker, complete that defense. And I got to tell you, I actually am more in line of, hey, you have a potential in this unit, in this defensive unit, to make it a top five unit. Maybe it already is, but if you can get your biggest area of weakness, which might be inside linebacker, you could make that defense. Who knows? We could be talking legendary again.
Yes, and we know if John Elway was running the show, he would certainly like the sounds of that after the Super Bowl 50 defense and what they did. And that's going to be the hard challenge for George Payton. And what plays into that hand even more, Brady, is I think the Broncos can get the same caliber of defensive player after a trade back picking around 18 that they can at 9. Now, it may not be the exact position. Maybe you're not going Micah Parsons, but you could get JOK, who may actually be a better suited inside linebacker than Micah Parsons, especially with what the Broncos want from him. You could probably get that at 18. And if you get that plus an additional first round pick for next year, or you pick up 2 seconds in order to move back, that could be George Payton's dream scenario right there, especially, let's say, and from what I've heard, the Broncos really, really like Justin Fields. Well, what if he impresses the San Francisco 49ers so much in these next coming weeks that the 49ers decide to go with Justin Fields? And then really there's no quarterback left that you like. So not only are you not trading up for one, but then they fall to 9 and you're not really about that. But let's say the Patriots at 15 are all about Mac Jones if he's there at 9. You trade back with them, you get a great defensive player at 15, and you do what George Payton loves to do, and that's get more draft capital.
Zach Steven joining us from DNVR Broncos. Zach, does Peyton Manning, is he still like somewhat close to the organization? Does he know George Payton very well? And if so, what does him working with Drew Lock, other than the fact that it's just good for Drew Lock and it's no matter what his career ends up being in Denver or wherever, what does that mean necessarily?
Well, I think it shows that Peyton believes in Drew at least a little bit, right? I mean, if he had zero faith in him, it probably wouldn't be multiple sessions of him working with Drew. Peyton is a guy that we talk about being busy for the next year, you know, having something on his calendar. And he was able to squeeze out time for Drew. So, you know, he has Peyton Manning's stamp of approval, at least to an extent right now. And that's not a surprise from everything we've heard Peyton talk about Drew. And Drew has all the physical tools. And Peyton still is pretty close to the organization, you know, as close as he can be for being a truly outside guy. But whenever he records things in Denver, it's always at the Broncos organization. He has a very good relationship with the team still.
So do you think that there's a conversation going on with Manning and Broncos brass that's like, hey, here's what I've been seeing, guys. Is anything like that happening? Again, because they know what they have. George Payton doesn't necessarily. And that's where I just wonder if that link is beginning there between Payton and the other Payton, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, and you'd hope so. I mean, geez, Payton's a great resource for that. But I don't think there's too much into that. I think what Payton's doing with these conversations with Drew is really teaching him, not actually drilling him on what's going on. So I don't think this offseason that George Payton is going to get that critical of information from Peyton Manning. But, hey, if I'm George Payton, Brady, I'm certainly making a call and just seeing if he sees Drew picking up on the things that Peyton's teaching him.
All right, Zach, we're going to start doing this for the next couple of segments. You're up. You're George Payton. You're the Broncos at number 9. We're getting ready. You're on the clock. What are you doing when you have, all right, I guess there's, let's say 4 quarterbacks are gone. Is it Mac Jones? Is he available? You tell me who's available 9. If that quarterback's there, maybe the 5th best on the list, what are you doing at 9? Are you trading back? You taking the QB? You taking a position of need?
So I'm George Payton, and let's just say any of those 3 quarterbacks are there. But if I'm George Payton, I'm absolutely drafting a quarterback. And for me, Brady, it really is any of the 5 quarterbacks that are available I'm taking. However, I think George Payton really is keying in on one quarterback, and that quarterback could be gone at 3. Let's say it's Justin Fields, and that's a guy that I've heard linked to that. Let's say Justin Fields is gone at 3, then they're not just going to follow my philosophy of take a quarterback. Even though that's what I want them to do, they're not going to. They're not going to force that. So if the phone rings and let's say Justin Fields isn't on the board and I'm on the clock, well, the phone's ringing and I've got a trade already dialed up to trade back it later in the first round. And as far as you can, you trade back to get a first-round pick next year. But let's say you're not able to get that. You trade for a couple of second-round picks. You trade because Mac Jones is on the board. You trade to 15 with the New England Patriots because they love Mac Jones. Well, then you pick up an additional second, third round pick to move back to 15. And then you're taking best player available, who I'm saying I'm going to go with JOK right now. Uwusukora out of the linebacker safety hybrid out of Missouri. And what he would be great at is just versatility. He's a guy that can cover. He's a very undersized inside linebacker. But you're in a good position right now because you already have a huge inside linebacker with Alexander Johnson. He can be your Swiss Army knife around the defense, not just at linebacker, but also at safety. Especially, let's say you find out that he's better suited at safety. Well, then he can become your full-time starting safety next year alongside Justin Simmons after Kareem's done.
Yeah, and I love that other scenario you point out about going after JOK there, because if you get him, you can still get him in the first and maybe just a little bit later on. And then you have a few options with that second. And you and I have talked about the running back side of things too. And if he's there, if Najee Harris is there, you and I both like him. That's an interesting one. Working with the Patriots as a dance partner on that's an interesting one to me. Let me ask you this, Zach. As far as going to pro days and these quarterbacks and some of these top players, do you have a list exactly of who all George Payton's pro days, where did he go exactly?
I do. Let me pull it up right here. So he has been on the field level for Trey Lance at North Dakota State. He's been to South Carolina's pro day, where, of course, J.C. Horn was a guy he got to see in person who did very well. He was at Penn State's, where you have Micah Parsons. He was at BYU's with Zach Wilson, and of course he was at Ohio State with Justin Fields. The big one that I did not say was Alabama. George Payton, even though Alabama had two pro days, George Payton didn't attend either. And you never want to put too much stock in it, but Brady, I mean, George Payton's a scout at heart. He trusts his eyes. That, to me, unfortunately, because I'm a big Bama guy, that unfortunately does speak some volumes to that, but he's got to see multiple of these first-round quarterbacks. He's got to see a first-round cornerback in J.C. Horn, and he's got to see, you know, maybe the most talented defensive player in Micah Parsons.
Wow, yeah, that's interesting. I'm trying to be Sherlock Holmes here. Just take all of the little things and put them together, and we're going to figure it out what he's going to do. In your experience, and maybe even just being a fan before you were doing what you do, Zach, is this not one of the more intriguing drafts we've seen for the Broncos, maybe all the NFL, because of all these quarterbacks thrown around?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it may be the first time that we see quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4, heck, maybe even 5.
Yeah.
We see that. So it really is an unprecedented draft in terms of that. And that's what I have to keep reminding people is, look, we may sit here next year and the Broncos got better quarterback play from Drew Lock, but really realized he's not the future. There's no guarantee that there's going to be 5 first-round quarterbacks next year. It's not like the Broncos could go from, you know, drafting 15 next year, trade up to 9 in order to get the 5th best quarterback. They may be reaching big time if that's the case. So we really may never see another quarterback draft class like this, where there's 5 guys that will go in the top 10, 4 in the first 4 picks potentially. I think that is still what happens. I think a team jumps with the Falcons to 4, or the Falcons sit there and pick Trey Lance. This really is an opportunity for the Broncos to get a very good quarterback without having to mortgage too much.
And another guy, last one for you. I've seen you guys talk a lot about him as the tight end, Kyle Pitts out of Florida. I know Noah Fant's the guy, but I got to tell you, the more I read up and again, watching your guys' stuff at DMVR Broncos, there's part of me that's like, I don't know, man, load up the tight ends. Let's just see what happens.
It's the ultimate luxury because it's the tight end position, which it doesn't have that much value. And you already have Noah Fant, who has broken every Broncos record for being a rookie and being 2 years in the league. He's phenomenal. But, Brady, could you imagine? I mean, back in the day, the Patriots had Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, and those two were so good. We're talking about a duo that could be here for 10 years as opposed to just like 2 that Gronk and Aaron Hernandez had. And that could be so physically talented and so good. But when people talk about Kyle Pitts, and I've seen multiple draft experts talk about him, they don't just say generational. They say potentially the most talented tight end to ever play. So that's the type of person we're talking about. We're not talking about the Broncos just grabbing another first-round tight end to pair with Noah Fant. We're talking about maybe the most talented player to ever play the position to pair with a guy that's a freak of an athlete in Noah Fant as well. I mean, that gets me excited too, although some people say, yeah, but it's tight end, you can't do that. But you think about the matchups that that would create, along with Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler, Melvin Gordon. That's exciting too.
Yeah, and that's why this draft is so appealing for the Broncos, because I don't know if you can go wrong necessarily. Maybe there's a way to do it, but a quarterback. All right. Well, we all can agree. Drew Locke, whether you got goosebumps thinking about him and Peyton Manning doing a Rocky impression or not, his stats don't back it up. So you'd go, all right, that made sense. I could see Micah Parsons. Yeah, let's get an awesome inside linebacker. I could see JOK. I could see a like you said, not a generational tight end, perhaps one of the greatest of all times, potentially. They don't just throw that out there very often. So that's why this draft is just absolutely must-see TV, at least for the Broncos.
And on top of that, the Broncos could get Penei Sewell or Rashawn Slater and just solidify their tackles for the next 5 years. And Penei Sewell is a guy who isn't falling because he had a bad season at Oregon last year. He's falling just because of what these quarterbacks are doing and how much the quarterbacks are jumping. And Penei Sewell, just 1 year ago, was viewed as a top five pick this year. He's still that quality of player. And if the Broncos land that, that would also be a big piece.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Zach, what do you have going for us that we can check out? I've been enjoying what you guys have been putting together leading up to this draft. So many different scenarios, but it's why we play the game, man. It's so much fun as we get closer and closer to the draft.
It is a blast. Brady, I'm doing the exact same thing you're doing. I'm putting on my investigating hat and trying to find out exactly which way the Broncos are going. Not going to be able to find out exactly which way they're going, but try to narrow in. You know, I've narrowed in that, you know, they really like a quarterback. Do they love a quarterback? And it does not seem like a jump is going to happen up to number four until probably draft day. So just try to figure out what circumstances need to happen in order for that jump to happen.
Man, you're more of a Sherlock Holmes than I. I could be Watson or something. I don't know. Man, Zach.
Hey, I'd love it.
Zach, always appreciate you, my friend, and keep up the great work. We'll look to catch up with you soon.
Right on. Can't wait, Brady. Thanks.
All right, Zach Stevens, DMVR Broncos. Yeah, I just get this picture of Zach. You know, you've seen the movie, the Sherlock Holmes movie, where Sherlock Holmes, Johnny Depp's version, is like lying on the couch playing his violin, trying to figure out how to make these flies move around, and he's going crazy. And that's I pick Zach doing that with all of these mock drafts and all this. You know, look at that. You can take a lot from the pro days. Where he went for pro day? Well, he went to Zach Wilson's pro day. Well, you're not getting him. You and Justin Fields, maybe. He likes, and this isn't necessarily who he likes, though, right? Colfax, he could go there because he wanted to hear more. Maybe he didn't see enough from them in the regular season, so he's going to go to pro day. So it could almost be the reverse effect. Whose pro day did he go to? Who did he need to see more of that didn't tickle his fancy in the regular season? It's interesting. 39 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.